Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Senator, welcome back. Big day. What's your initial thought process about what's happened here?
Well, I wasn't that terribly surprised. I don't think it mattered if Josh Shapiro was on the ticket or not. I don't believe Kamala Harris can win Pennsylvania because of her extreme elitist views. When you look at, you know, no fracking, well, that's a basic, one of the bases of our economy in many parts of the state. You know, the immigration issue. She is just not where mainstream American families are, and I don't believe that she is with mainstream Pennsylvania families. And I think President Trump is going to win this state walking away.
Walking away. All right. Now, we'll have to bet a pizza on that. I trust your judgment. You've actually won office. I haven't run yet. I'm busy dodging golf balls. It's a long story. I won't bore you with your. But
I got hit by a golf ball
on Sunday. It's a big brouhaha. Senator, I think it's going to be really close. And that was my worry with Shapiro. He might be able to get it over the finish line. But let's talk about this Walls guy and this notion that this guy from Minnesota is going to come to rural Pennsylvania. Now, you have a really good handle on that. What is it that Trump did? I have my own theories, but you actually have lived it. You've been elected and you're at the highest level here. What is it that Trump did in rural Pennsylvania that galvanized it and won in 2016?
President Trump, when you look at his agenda and you look at the things that he stands for, I mean, he stands for energy, he stands for freedom. You know, I know you listen to the Democrats who think he's going to take away your freedom and threaten your democracy, which we all know is a bunch of bullcrap. I mean, if anybody did it, they just did it with this presidential pick instead of letting the voters do it. But President Trump, I always found it fascinating that someone who has, you know, very, very wealthy, plays in all the big leagues, he touched the people in rural Pennsylvania because he fights for things that are important to, I'm in suburban, but he fights for things that are important to us, which is our freedoms. Just, the government just basically needs to leave us alone and do their job, which is, right, national security. And that's not, you know, that's not what Kamala Harris stands for. And I love she could pick the only guy that was to the left of her to be a running mate. He's not going to play here in Pennsylvania, but I believe J.D. Vance will clean up the floor with him here in Pennsylvania because he is very successful also, but he came from where many people are. You know, he's the American dream.
And Senator, I think what Walls does is this. He wanted to even put fossil fuel people in jail. He's anti-fracking. It will not allow her to run away saying she's changed her mind on fracking, even though she publicly won't say it. She tries to put it out there. And I would guess you would agree that if out there in rural Pennsylvania, if people believe that they would take away fracking, fossil fuels, and all the rest, they don't need charts and graphs. They're going to vote against that.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, even Governor Shapiro's continuation of the Regional Green Gas House initiative that was signed into by Governor Wolf, and the courts have said Governor Wolf was not able to do that. He cannot tax people, only the legislature can. But Josh Shapiro is in court fighting it, even after he said that he was with us on our side. You know, I think that was his biggest, one of his biggest downfalls. He had plenty, but one of the biggest ones was he never took a stand on anything. He just stood in the middle of the road and tried to play both sides, and you get run over by both sides when that happens.
Now, do you think, you know, he's a skilled politician, though, is the way I see him. He can pretend that he's going to help the Harris campaign, but given what's happened here, I think he's in the tanking mode. What do you think?
Well, I think that everything that he does and has done since he was ever elected is calculated.
Mm-hmm.
It's calculated to how does it help him. If you see, if you read, there is from the Philadelphia Magazine in 2021 when he told the reporter, and it was in the magazine, I'll do anything as long as it helps me on my timeline. I'll sign anything as long as it helps me, makes me look good. And that's exactly what it said. So, I mean, somebody like that, he's going to be looking ahead, to your point, trying to figure out how he best gets back in the game here on the national level.
Yeah, and to your point, while you're very important in this too, personally, this whole thing with this former alleged Republican who was so important to him, he looked the other way apparently on major sexual harassment. You and he personally had a moment there as a female that you felt disrespected by the governor.
Well, when all I asked was, what took you so long? What took the administration so long to address the issue? And his response, instead of answering, which he still hasn't answered, was, well, consider the source when it comes to the pro tem. So, you know, I think women are the source. We are. We are all the source on that type of thing. And back to that sexual harassment issue, he still has one of the other secretaries who was involved with this, that was in the lawsuit that took care of personnel. He's still sitting there. He's still sitting in the administration. He did not help the victim get out. He should have moved her out into a different department. Instead, he sat there with the other perpetrator and said, well, we think that, you know, your job performance isn't up to where it needs to be, after she had rebuffed him. That's disgusting, but he's still sitting there. That secretary is still sitting in the administration. So I don't know if Shapiro is going to try to say, oh, I didn't know. I don't know how he can say that. I don't know how he could have ever said it, since the lawsuit was filed directly against the office of the governor.
Well, out of all this, I like what you're saying, where you are, though, and I trust your judgment politically. That's how you've risen to this level, that you think Trump will win Pennsylvania rather easily. That's all I need to hear, because whoever wins Pennsylvania is going to be president.
I agree. And I don't think the Democrats can win the presidency without Pennsylvania. I just don't see it. I mean, Kamala Harris's agenda is not, it is radical. I mean, it's radical. And so, and Governor Walz is even more so, you know, he's going to arrest everybody for everything. That's not America.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for your great work, and to be continued. Anytime we're here, we'd love to hear from you.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.